This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
In the studio with us, we've got Leo.
Hello.
And you've got some questions.
I have.
You've got a part to play in a moment when we introduce our special guest. We've got Carl Joyce.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. Not many people ask me how I am.
That's not nice, is it?
So, Carl Joyce, from where?
I'm from the Isle of Wight Chamber and the Isle of Wight Lottery today.
And how, on a level of busyness, how are you this week?
Very busy, yeah, non-stop. We've got a big event coming up next week, which I believe we're going to talk about.
Next Wednesday?
Next Wednesday, yeah, so 9th of July.
Tell us about the event.
So the event is the Business Expo, sponsored by White Fibre, and we run this every year. It's the biggest day of business-to-business networking on the island, the only day like it. We've got over 75 businesses exhibiting this year up at Ride School. Free for anybody to attend, and it's really looking like it's going to be a great day.
Let's hope it is, and let's hope it's not too hot either, because you're going to be indoors, you guys, right?
Well, we've got a marquee that we put up on one of the fields down there.
Right. If it is nice, then that's okay.
Absolutely, yeah. It's okay, but it does still get a bit toasty in there. But we've teamed up with some friends of ours from AirTech who are supplying some aircon units for the day, some portable ones. So hopefully that'll get some more airflow going.
Excellent. Now, I want to talk to you about airflow, and maybe we better put us on to them, which is what it's all about, isn't
Absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay, so we might do that a little bit later on. So how long has this event been going?
So we've been at Ride School for, this will be the third year. It was previously at Lakeside in Wootton. It was there for just over 10 years. Originally, I think it started about 20, 25 years ago, and it used to run down at the Yacht Haven in Cowes, and it used to be a 2 or 3 day event. Originally, way back when.
So it's growing.
Yes.
And growing.
Yeah.
Does there come a point when you need a bigger place or have it 2 or 3 times a year?
Well, so that's why we're now at Ride School, because we outgrew Lakeside. They were a great place to host, but they are, you know, there's only so much space there. We kind of took up everything we could, so we had to expand, and Ride School said to us that we could have essentially what is their cricket field. After their kids have finished school and the cricket season's done, we go on there, and we build some big marquees. Last year it was 3 marquees deep, and this year we've added a 4th on, so we've grown again.
Wow.
To be able to add a load more stands in.
So are you looking for people to take part, or are you up to the maximum now?
So there are still a couple of spaces available. If people want to get in for a last minute stand, they can. They just need to pop me an email on expo@iwchamber.co.uk. But what we're mainly looking for is people to come along and visit on the day.
Yeah.
It's free to attend for anybody. They just come along, turn up. You can also, if you're in business, you can join us for the breakfast in the morning if you want to come and do some networking. Again, check out our website, iwchamber.co.uk. It'll all be on there, all the information. You can book through there or give us a call, give us an email. Plenty to be doing on the day. And if you want to just pop along, see all the different businesses that are there, please do come and see us. It opens at 10, finishes at 4.
Well, do you know what? I was thinking, my first question was going to be, is there parking? And then you mentioned breakfast. And so let's ask, is there egg and bacon?
Ride School, to be fair to them, put on one hell of a spread for us every year. The last 2 years, they do like a full buffet, full English spread, as well as a continental spread. So definitely eggs, definitely bacon.
Wow.
Anything you could think of you might want for breakfast, it's likely to be there.
And is there parking?
There is parking, yes. So if you know Ride School, or if you don't, as you go down the back, they've got a little car park, but they've got a bottom field that's used for rugby, and we take that over for the day for parking.
How important is it, people like White Fibre sponsoring the event and other companies getting involved?
We just wouldn't be able to do it without them. There is, White Fibre have sponsored the expo for more years than I could possibly be able to count at the moment, off the top of my head, but they are such a great support. They do really great things for us. They sponsoring the event and helping us out. Without that, we just wouldn't be able to put the event together and get all those businesses in. If we tried to do it without the sponsors, it would be too expensive, essentially, for small businesses, which is what the island is built on.
Yeah, definitely. So what sort of businesses is, I mean, I know it sounds like a daft question, but there are so many different types of businesses these days. So what have we got? All sorts?
If you think of it, it's probably going to be there. We've got anyone from, you know, creative agencies to the ferry companies have got stands to speak to other businesses. You know, anything. Just the other day, Bouncy Castle Company came in. So, they're going to come and exhibit some of the stuff that they can do for commercially to team building games and stuff outside, as well as I believe they've got a F1 simulator going in. And we've got, some really creative minds coming in this year for Expo. Last year, Lifeline and PC Consultants teamed up and did a F1 simulator of their own. So popular, absolutely brilliant. But this year we've got four different zones. Each of them's going to have something really special in them.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, I hope it's a success, and I'm sure it will be. Yeah, are you ready for a killer question?
Go on.
Not from me. This is from Leo.
How is the event set up in terms of accessibility? Is it an event where people with different disabilities can access?
So we'd like to welcome anybody of anyone with any disabilities or anything. It's at Ride School. The school itself is obviously very accessible. The only thing I will say is where it is a marquee, we have to put down sort of mesh flooring. So it's not necessarily the most friendly for all disabilities. But we're here to help. And, if anybody's got any suggestions on how we can improve it for next year, I'd be open for those discussions as well.
So, another quick question I have on accessibility is the event close to the parking?
Yeah, so where the parking is on one field, and you just walk. It's probably about 100, 150 metres. You have to walk round, sign in, and then you're at the expo.
Okay, so.
He's taken over now.
You did mention. This is my final question. You did mention people visiting the event. Do you have to book, or can you just turn up on the day?
Ah, brilliant question. No need to book. No need to pre-book. Just turn up on the day. We'll get you to sign in. We have to sign in because of it being a school grounds and things like that. And it also helps us with visitor numbers. Come along, sign in with us at the front, and then, free to enter.
He's only coming along for the breakfast. As soon as we mention breakfast, his face lit up.
I must stress, the breakfast isn't free.
look at his face now.
But we'd love to have you along.
Okay, well, what about you popping along there and maybe, giving some advice on the, the situation with, visual impairment and so on? I'm guessing that, more advice you get, the better it is.
Absolutely.
Because, if we communicate better, then, people understand what needs to be put in place. I'm not sure it's, I'm sure that it is the best you can, but there's nothing like having somebody like Leo around to come and say, "Yeah, that doesn't work for me."
Absolutely, and I think there's always room for improvement. I think no matter what you're doing, if you look at it, there's always room for improvement.
Excellent.
Somewhere, then absolutely, yeah, we'd love to have Leo come along and talk to us about what we're doing right or what we're not doing so right.
But you're not getting a free breakfast, all right? Is that all your questions?
No, that's all my questions.
That's all.
Thank you.
You've got questions in the next part, we think, as well. So the expo, just to recap, is next Wednesday, the 9th. And you can just turn up. You don't have to book. But if you're a business and you want to show off your business, you need to book.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And how do we get in touch again?
Email us on expo@iwchamber.co.uk.
Now, one of the reasons why I wanted you to come in was I was very impressed with the fact that the news story that came out just over a week ago, that somebody had just won £10,000 here on the Isle of Wight playing the Isle of Wight lottery.
They did indeed.
Now,
yes.
Let's just recap. How long's the Isle of Wight lottery been going?
So, since 2001.
And back in those days, I would imagine the biggest amount of money would have been £500, maybe?
I think it was still about 1,000. It's fluctuated through the years, dependent on how many players we've had, obviously, because we need the money coming in to be able to give it out.
Yeah.
So it's fluctuated up and down, anywhere between 500 and 1,000 being the top ones.
But it was nowhere near 10,000, was it?
No, but now, so the way we're set up now and have been for the last few years, you've got one yearly draw of £10,000, which obviously Waylon Barker won just before Christmas, but we've just kind of announced it and got it all through with him, which is brilliant. And we do two draws a year of £5,000. And one of those draws is coming up in the next sort of few weeks. So people can still get involved to be in with the £5,000 draw. And then weekly we have one £1,000 winner a week and 10 winners of £100 every week, every Friday.
All right, and it's, but someone won the 10. When I saw the name, I thought, is that a real name? Was it Wayland?
Wayland Barker.
Right, so congratulations to him. He's won £10,000. He already knows it and he's got it now. And he's probably gone on holiday and so on. How do we play?
So you sign up online or you can give us the Alouette Lottery a call. You can sign up via a direct debit and pay monthly, or you can, if you want to be in with the £5,000 draw, the window for direct debit has now finished. We're too close to it, but you can give us a call, phone Megan on the lottery line, and she'll take a £5 upfront payment for you to be able to get you in that draw, and then you'll be in, you'll be playing, we'll take all your details and pop you in, you'll be in the weekly draw.
Okay, and do you have to sign up for a specific amount of weeks, or can it just be 1 week? Or
so you do have to sign up for the direct debit. We like that you can, so you can pay lump sums of either 6 months or 12 months.
Okay.
Or you can pay the monthly direct debit,
so
which I think works out about £4.34 after the first one, just because of the weeks of the year, how it all breaks up. But it's essentially £1 a week.
It's really easy. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, how many times did we used to play the national lottery? I used to do this an awful lot and say, have you done the lottery? No, I haven't done it, because we used to do the same numbers every week. Well, this way it takes care of that, doesn't it?
It does, so you will be assigned a number, and we just enter that number into the draw every week.
Do you know how many people roughly have played the Isle of Wight Lottery over the years, or what numbers we're up to?
Over the years, it's hard to tell, but I think you're probably looking at, sort of 30,000. I'm trying to think of what numbers we've got up to in recent draws. Thousands of people have played over the years, which is brilliant, and we can't thank them all enough.
And we should point out as well that, you know, yes, it's a lottery, and yes, people pay, and it's not just about, well, we all pay and someone makes some money out of it. It's it goes into a system, and that helps local people.
Yeah, so for anyone that doesn't know, which I didn't know until I started working here, which is great, so any lottery has to give 20% of the money it takes in into what they call a good causes fund. So the way that we do it at the Isle of Wight Lottery is 10% of that goes into giving out interest-free loans to Isle of Wight businesses. And the premise behind that is, you know, we're here to support island businesses, create island jobs. So we have given out 117 business loans, totaling over 1.3 million. And over 450 Isle of Wight jobs have been created thanks to interest-free lottery loans.
Wow, 450 jobs.
Yeah,
that is incredible. Yeah. So, you know, when you're buying your ticket national lottery wise, you know that you ain't going to get much of it back, if at all.
Yeah.
But even if you buy a ticket on the Isle of Wight Lottery, you know that someone is going to benefit from it here on the island.
So just recently we've given out two loans to two different businesses. One was CNC Coatings in Lake. They had a loan off of us to get some new equipment to upgrade one of their bits of equipment, and I saw one of them at a networking event we were running yesterday, and he was saying how, you know, without the chamber and the lottery loan, the Isle of Wight Lottery loan there, they wouldn't have been able to stay open for much longer. They wouldn't have been able to afford that piece of machinery, so it's really a game changer for them. And Island Foods is another one that's just had a loan from us. In the past, you know, companies like White Knuckle Brewery, their new brewery, we helped fund some of that for them. They came to us for a lottery loan. We've helped people like Rapa Nui Tea Mill, Nosy Creative Design on the island. All sorts of different companies have really benefited from those interest-free loans from the
White Knuckle Brewery. What a great name.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
Now, just going to bring in Leo at this point. Have you got any questions, Leo?
I've got one question. It's how old do you have to pay for? How old do you have to be to do the Artifact Lottery?
So I think nationally to gamble you've got to be 16 years old. So I would imagine you've got to be 16 years old to play as a minimum.
16, not 18.
16. Yeah, it's 16 to.
Really?
I mean, yeah, you go into the shops and stuff at 16 to buy scratch cards, but I would advise 18. And obviously, if you're not the one paying the bill, make sure you've got permission for that.
Yeah, so do you fancy it, Leo?
I'll think about it.
You'll think, because how old are you? Just remind
17.
Us. 17. You're 17, so you could, or you could just get your mum to take it out and get her to pay it as well, couldn't you?
I wouldn't be that mean.
she could be quids in from it.
Right. So. So is there a website we can go and have a look at?
Yeah, ilovewhitelottery.com.
And it really is as simple as that?
It really is just that simple.
And just one final question then. Well, you've been saying 2021. We did mention this earlier on, out in the green room.
2001.
2001, yeah. My point is, 25 years next year, what you got planned?
Oh, it's a big surprise. We'll come back to you on that one when we've got more news.
When you say it's a big surprise, you look surprised when I brought it up.
Huh? Well, yeah, exactly.
Are you bluffing your way through this?
Always.
So you have got a plan.
We will have something in place. We just don't have a plan yet. Nothing set in stone. Definitely ideas have been thrown around.
What was the date? The actual first... The first... Draw
that,
yeah. We've chucked him a curveball.
Here we are. Hang on a second.
He's got all the facts and figures there. He's just
well, I've got some, I can't say I've got all. I couldn't actually tell you of that one,
but it is.
But it's 2001.
Were you actually alive back then?
I was, yeah.
How old would you have been?
I would have been five.
Five,
yeah.
All right, okay. And how long have you been working for them?
So I've been working at the Chamber and the Lottery for just over 18 months. So
you look like you enjoy it.
I love it. Absolutely love it. You get to meet so many great people, so many great businesses. And the lottery is great, you know. When obviously Megan does the big part of it, she does the draws every week, phones the winners. When she's on holiday and you get to spend your Friday morning phoning up, you know, 11 people that have just won money from you,
it's great.
Yeah, they love it.
How lovely is that? How is it? I'm picturing now a load of balls. But it's not done that way.
It's all a computer system. It's not as fun as you want it to be. I'd love it if it was one of those like drop-in balls and old tombola style. Like, it'd be great, wouldn't it?
Hey, look, good luck with the lottery, and hopefully you're going to come back at some point. Good luck with the Expo event next week. I'm sure it's going to be a massive success.
Thank you.
It just sounds like so many people are involved. And they won't let it not be a success. It will be huge.
Hopefully so. I'm sure it's going to be an amazing day. I'm so excited for it.
Fantastic. You won't get much sleep between now and then, though, will you? It's busy. Lots of stuff going on. And, your involvement is huge as well, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. I've been doing a lot of the organising. But obviously, you know, we're a small team at the Chamber. And, it doesn't work without all of us doing our job.
Congratulations on that, and we're hopefully you're going to come in again and give us an update.
Hopefully so.
Thank you for coming in. There's Carol Joyce from the Isle of Wight Lottery, and what's technical term is the company that
the Isle of Wight Chamber of Commerce,
yeah. Which they run the whole shebang as well. That's great.
Yeah.
Thank you, Carl, for your time. I really appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
We are going to take a big break, and we're going to come back with some Jocelyn Brown in 2 ticks. You got any more questions, Leo?
No more questions.
No more questions, Your Honour.
Thank you, Leo.
You are free to leave.
Thank you.